Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Here, with the second game of the day, still went fairly quickly. About an hour and 45 in a win for Highland. Here's the pitch, foul back. Reisinger still alive. Olsen back to first base. Two away in the top half of the first inning here in the sectional final game for the right to play in Appleton next week. Box City Stadium, nothing like it. Two-strike offering from Friday. He is ready, runner going, hits the ball, and they'll concede the runner. Olsen slides in. He's on at second base. Looks down at his knee. I think it kind of burns a little bit when you slide in this stuff. See those little pebbles flying up?
What kind of pebbles on home plate here?
Thing in two to the hitter. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball. This could be trouble. Cut off at third by Redman. Throws to first and got it. Nice shot by Pittsville on the defense.
That third baseman's big, but he got some moves.
He did. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on for Highland. We go to the bottom of the first. No score for the Cardinals and Pittsville coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin would like to congratulate all area graduates and athletes. Your hard work and dedication to sports and academics has prepared you for the game of life. And whether that game is taking you to work, class, or exploring the world, don't play driver roulette with fancy named ride shares. Call the hometown favorites at Town Taxi. We have vehicles for every situation, including airport service and wheelchair accommodations. So whether you want to get up, get out of here, gone, or you just want to go home, Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin can help. Call 608-647-3114 today.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Davis Sirota and Caden Washa have warmed up and ready for the first batter up, Logan Zickert, the shortstop. He'll be followed by Dawson Luther, the center fielder, and Grant Radiman, the third baseman. Top three in the order here for the Panthers. No score, bottom of the first. Sirota with the pitch. That one is going to be down low, one ball, no strikes. So you've seen Davis Sirota pitch this year. What makes him tough, Henry?
He just pounds the plate. You know, he has a lot of off-speed stuff. So, but, see, there's another off-speed just made him, well, that's a base hit, Phil.
Zickert goes opposite way to left field for a single and holds there. Dawson Luther will be the batter. And Arota got him to kind of go after a low one.
Yes, he did. And usually they pop him up. And
Zickert did a good job.
Yes, he did. Zickert did a good job.
Going down and getting it. Luther, the center fielder now, with the runner at first for Pittsville here in the bottom of the first. Sirota with a pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Boscobel was an 8th seed coming in here. Highland Cardinals are a 6th seed. Pittsville was a number 1. Looking the runner back now is Sirota. Steps off the mound for a moment. Back in and ready with Zickert leading at first base. Here's the pitch. Reached out, ripped up the middle. Base hit. Zickert will run the
Oh, no.
Missed by the outfielder. And coming around third is Zickert. He'll score. keeping it going is Luther all the way to third, and he's there with a head first fly. 1-0 Pittsville in the opening inning. So the runner scores all the way from third base on a big hit there. Second hit of the day already for the Panthers. And the batter will be Grant Bredeman. Grant coming in. They did not mark an error, or did they? Yeah, they did. That was an error on the outfield.
Did they mark an error?
Okay. Yeah, they did. Just did. So one error now. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. That would take away the RBI. One ball and no strikes. Runner at third base. Nobody out in the opening inning. Rota is set. There's the pitch. Bouncing ball sharply up the middle, and it's off the shortstop, straight in the air into center field, and a run scores. So Luther comes in to score. Pittsville takes a 2-0 lead in the ballgame here in the first inning. Second error on Highland. That is what plagued the Boscobel Bulldogs in the opening game. So this will be Ben Friday, the pitcher, trying to help his own cause.
Who just batted, young man?
That was Grant Bredeman.
Bredeman, okay.
And he is at first base. Run scored easily from third. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike.
They counted that as an error, too.
Nothing in one, right? Yep, two errors so far. Back out is Friday, batting cleanup here. Pittsville's got some tough left-handers. Marotta with a pitch. That one is down low. One ball and one strike. Got a chance to talk to some good Highland fans in between here.
Yeah. Yep.
The bad Highland fans. Gumby was here.
Gumby was here.
Yeah. You know, here's the pitch inside for a ball. Count goes to 2-1. He's not listening now. He's here, so.
And we don't have to worry about him.
Safe
right
to
now.
Talk about him. Yep. Runner back at first, getting a slight lead.
Hey, that front porch cafe sounds good in Highland.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Here's the pitch outside for a ball. 3-1. Where'd you come up with that? Just out of the blue?
Yeah. Oh. I got made the ad up for him. I'm going, I'm hungry just by doing it.
Yeah, you're always hungry. Can you wait till we get back there tonight?
Maybe.
Here's the pitch. That is called a ball, and there are two aboard now. Bredeman goes to second. Friday at first, and the inning continues for Pittsville. That'll bring up Darren Luther. Timeout now for a conference at the mound between the catcher, Caden Washa, and the pitcher, Davis Derota. Still nobody out. Two across here in the opening inning for Pittsville here in the sectional final. Haven't seen any other scores on the Phil Knee flip phone. We'll get Henry maybe to check some of those out here a little bit later on. But I know Fenimore is in action today. Cuba City is in action as
yes.
well.
Yep.
We've been so busy here, we haven't had a chance to think about too many other places.
Now the sun's beating down on our necks. I don't know. No one feels bad for it.
It's,
so.
It's hard to see your screen.
Yes, it is.
Pickoff move. There's nobody there. It's a road to spun around toward second base. Shortstop and second base staying where they are. So Luther is back to the plate, and he shows bunt and brought it back. It is a ball. One ball and no strikes. Rota looking for the dugout for some guidance. Runners lead at first and second. Here's the batter trying to bunt again. It's the ball inside. Gets by, and the runner going to third. Throw down there, not in time. Runner at second right behind him. So Pittsville got something brewing here in the opening inning big time. Runners at second and third and nobody out. And a two-ball, no-strike count on Darren Luther. Luther back in. Derota is set. Here's the pitch. Strike call. 2-1. You know the umpire is here, Hank?
None.
No? The home plate umpire I've seen many times.
I have too.
I don't know his name. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. We weren't provided that information for this game. 2-2 now on Luther.
You blame him?
No, I don't know. We just didn't have time to go find it. Here's the pitch inside and hit him, and the bases are loaded. So that'll mean the bases are sacked here in the opening inning with Brady Withers coming on, and here comes Coach Cool out of the dugout.
I think the road is done.
So they will talk it over.
I'm probably going with Dreschmeyer.
Dreschmeyer finished out the last game, working to the last four batters. So a conference on the hill right now for the Cardinals. Runners at 1, 2, and 3, and again, nobody out in the opening inning. He hasn't taken the baseball from Davis yet.
No, he has not.
Just trying to rally the troops here.
They just got to get their head in it.
Yep, and you look at it, you know, you're like, okay, out of the time, you know, you've got to force in any base. The previous game, we saw a double play with a base is loaded, nobody else. I mean, those kind of things can change the tempo of the game.
Sixth batter coming to the plate.
Yeah. This is Withers, the left fielder. Runners lead at first, second, and third. Here's the pitch inside. That was close to him. One ball and no strikes. It's Phil. I don't know that I've ever been there before, but we've seen them a lot.
Yeah, they have a good athletic program.
Yeah. They've been at some of our wrestling meets over the years. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Seems like one of our teams, I think Ithaca played Pittsville a few years ago.
Wasn't it here?
Might have been. 1-1. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. Again, we're having trouble remembering all. That's a, you know, you go through thousands of games sometimes.
Yeah, but you remember what you did in the seventh grade football game?
Well, I did. I was right there on the bench. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch.
Nice
call.
Nice changeup curve there.
Two balls and two strikes. Boy, a strikeout for Davis right here would really
boost the confidence.
Boost
it really would.
Runners at 1, 2, and 3. Here comes the pitch, and that one bounced foul. Look out, everybody, down the line. Our engineer today, Bo Hendricks, tells me that the opening game, Boscobel and Highland, has been posted on our WRCA website. So it is archived there. If anybody wants to listen to that down the line, provided the website works, and it's been working lately.
Yeah, so far.
Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. The pitch ripped to left. Well hit. Left fielder coming on. Can't get it. Runner is going to come in to score. Runner to third, and not in time on the throw there. So everybody is safe, and it is 3-0 Pittsville. Radelman scores easily. Friday goes to third. Luther to second. And that is the third hit today for this team from Pittsville. So Cash Osterman will be the batter, the second baseman. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Here comes the pitch. That one ripped foul way out of here. A wicked shot. Left field corner, 0-1. Same infield as the first game. Smith, Dadrazil, Dreschmeyer, and Terrell from first to third. Here's the pitch. That one inside and hit him. And that'll force in another one. Friday comes in to score. Luther goes to third. Withers at second. Osterman hit by a pitch, goes to first base, and quickly it is 4-0 Pittsville. And we're going to have a pitching change. We'll take him out from Blair Taylor High School. Highland making a change here. Down 4-0 at the bottom of the first on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
In the heart of Highland sits a local favorite, Front Porch Cafe. Known for its cozy atmosphere and house-made breakfast and lunch, it's the perfect spot to relax with family and friends. Guests enjoy seasonal cold brews, cappuccinos, lemonades, and delicious daily and weekend specials. The cafe is open Wednesday through Friday from 6:30 to 1:30, Saturdays until noon, and Sundays from 8 to 12. Front Porch Cafe. Where the coffee's fresh, the food is homemade, and the welcome is always warm.
June is Dairy Month, so the folks at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui are offering some special deals for you, the dairy farmer. Save 6% on the full line of Miraco energy-free or energy-efficient waterers. Plus, get $65 to $125 in rebates on each qualifying Miraco waterer purchased. Choose from a variety of Mirafonts for cool, clean water, big spring models for large capacity use, or the little spring for versatility. June's also a great time to save on housing for your young stock. Take $100 off all portable hutches in stock bought during June Dairy Month. Save today at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, your farm improvement headquarters since 1954.
Leading off, Corbin Lee bounces to second base. Zadrazil over to Smith, and it's in time for the out, but another run scores, and that makes it 5-0. Withers goes to third, Osterman at second, and that'll bring up Jameson Krieger, the catcher. You got anything on the Philly flip phone today?
I've got Fenimore beating Cuba City 1-0 today up in Offutt.
Oh, wow.
Big win for the Golden Eagles.
You bet it is. Swing and a miss by Krieger. Philly flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless all season long. Here goes the next pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Going to have to see if I can get a new hinge for my flip phone because it's been flipping all season. Can you get one of those at the hardware store or not? Here's the pitch, and it's Carl. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Rusty hinge on my flip phone.
Yeah, rusty hinge on your... Yeah.
Yep. WD-40 maybe.
Who do you have batting here?
We have the number 9 hitter, Jameson Krieger, the catcher. That one is called a ball. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Who did you have batting before that, young man?
Designated hitter, Corbin Lee.
What I thought.
Had the RBI ground out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there are two away. Dreschmeyer, the new pitcher, gets a strikeout. And back to the top of the order, Logan Zickert, who started here for Pittsville. 5-0, two runners aboard here in the opening inning. Dreschmeyer, who came on to shut down the last 4 batters for Boscobel, working now to the third hitter in his relief appearance, and there's a swinging strut. 0-1 to the hitter. Again, Withers and Osterman leading at second and third. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 1 ball and 1 strike. Nice area up here.
It is really neat up here. No.
If I had my truck, I could get some sand to take home for the sandbox, though. Big piles of sand all over. 1-1 is going to be taken upstairs for a ball. 2-1. Tell you what, my cat Annie would really like those sand piles.
Yeah. Who did you have batting number 9?
Krieger, the catcher. There was one call for a strike. 2-2. Hank.
Yes, sir.
Should have been eating all those onions and burgers, you know.
I'm starting to catch the sun. I can't see mine, you know.
2-2, ripped on the ground towards second. Glove there by Zadrazil. Nice play. And Highland finally gets out of it. Sending Ken to the plate. Pittsville leads it by a score of 5-0 after 1 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to buying or selling a home, the team at Century 21 Affiliated in Boscobel brings experience, dedication, and local knowledge you can trust. Agents Bobby Joe, Hans, Allison, and Richard are ready to help every step of the way, from first showings to final signatures. Call 608-375-2999 to connect with the team that knows the Boscobel area inside and out. Century 21 Affiliated. Smart, bold, sold. And a big good luck to the Boscobel and Highland baseball teams. We're cheering you on.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the 2 most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Bennett Smith, first ball hitting, flies out to right field. And there is one away. Jack Carroll will be the batter, followed by Coyer Zadrazil. Ben Friday on the mound for inning number two here for Pittsville, leading by a score of 5-0. There's a pitch low, one ball with no strikes.
I tell you what, when they come hard, don't they?
They do. Goes pretty well. From the windup, here comes the pitch. There's a strike. 1-1. 5 runs, 3 hits, and taking advantage of an error for Pittsville in that opening inning. 1-1, here's the deal. That one stays high. 2 balls and a strike to the batter. 315 down the left field line, 340 in center, 302. We were finally able to see that sign. Right field, people down the right field line. Here's a high fly hit toward right field. First baseman back in foul ground, and he's got it for out number two. Going to bring up Coyer Zadrazil. Another check of the Philly flip phone. It shows Westby getting the win over Mondovi today, 2-0.
Yeah.
So Westby and Fenimore in the final.
That should be a good one, too.
Oh, it should be.
And they're only playing like 8 hours from home, too.
Yeah, that's true. Zadrazil will be the batter. Here's the pitch, ripped high in the air, first base side, drifting toward the out-of-play area, and it will. It lands over.
And he caught it.
Did he get it?
He caught it.
I was totally blocked on that one. I thought he ran out of room over by the dugout. Hauled in by the first baseman, Darren Luther, and that is out number three. Two pop-ups to the first base side, and the Luther makes some nice plays. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two. 5-0 Pittsville leads Highland. WIAA sectional final baseball from WRCO Sports.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill. Fridays feature a mouth-watering fish fry with a fresh salad bar, and Saturdays, it's prime rib perfection from 11 to 9. From 100% homemade pizzas and daily barbecue specials, TKO keeps it exciting. Planning a party? They've got catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. Open Fridays and Saturdays at 11, Thursdays at 3, and close Tuesdays. With meats from the hometown locker and hand-cut fries, every meal's a knockout at TKO Barbecue.
Dawson Luther leads off the bottom of the second and fouls it off. Ooh, it just hit the roof of a car over there. Nothing in one. Tell that thud anywhere. At least it wasn't the windshield.
Yeah, at least it wasn't.
Rushmeyer with a pitch, swing, and get a miss.
Like we got hit with our windshield today.
He got hit by a rock off a mower.
Yeah, coming out of Richland County.
Wow.
But anyway, Johnson Creek beats Thelma 8-4, Phillip.
All right. Another score on the Philly flip phone today. The pitch is strike three call. John Rushmeyer paints the outside part of the plate. Nice pitch. Two strikeouts now for Rushmeyer. Some coming on, and that'll bring up Grant Radiman. He reached on an error and scored last time. Number 19, standing in for the Panthers. They're purple and white, purple pinstripes. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Island Cardinals, they just always seem to be good in all sports.
Yeah,
they
do. They're so competitive.
Swing and a miss by the batter. Radiman goes around, and it's 1-1. The good wrestlers over the years, and first, we think about football, and now an 8-player team, but
right.
They did well last year, or last fall. Here's the pitch. There's a strike, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Some of the guys on this team were a part of that success.
Yes, sir.
Well.
Yep.
Rushmeyer, I know, was. Bennett Smith was a quarterback, wasn't he?
I believe he was, yeah.
This one fouled back by Radiman.
Played, who did they play with?
In the semifinal.
It should have been the state final. It was a really good ball game. So I had the pleasure of doing the state final.
I was going to say, you did. from the windup. There's a pitch bounced sharply down the third base side in there and down to the corner for Radovan. He'll wind and take a big old turn, but hold at first base. So Pittsville nails one, and they've got a base runner. They'll call it a single. And the batter will be Ben Friday. Highland has committed a couple of errors today. That was a hit. One on, one away. Friday walked and scored last time. Freshmeyer's pitch bounced foul. Nothing and one. Henry and I are sitting just to the right of home plate behind the backstop. So far, we haven't flinched very much.
No, our microphones have a little bit.
Yeah, not us. Your laptop got knocked in your lap once.
It did.
Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. There's the strike.
Nice pitch.
Couple of strikes on the hitter now. One away, runner at first for the Panthers. A little closer to Blair than Highland is. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball toward second. Waiting on it is Zad Rizil, and now he'll pick and throw in time. Two away now. On the play, Radovan goes to second base, so a man in scoring position for Darren Luther. Darren on, hit by a pitch, and scored a run back in the first inning. With a runner leading at second base. Dreschmeyer to the belt, and the pitch bounced slowly toward the pitcher, picked up by Dreschmeyer. He'll run him down and tag him on the first base line for out number three. Well, that'll do it. No runs and a hit for Pittsville. No errors and one left on. We go to inning number three today. Pittsville leading Highland 5-0 in WIAA sectional final baseball from WRCO Sports.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ.
SUPPZ.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Welcome back to Blair Taylor. Phil Lee joined by Henry Bray. We're in the top of the third inning. Wendis Newsberry will be the batter. Then Caden Walla, or Wash, I should say, and then Cooper Olson. Newberry standing in, and here comes the pitch. That one ripped foul way out of here. Look out, Terry Cool. Got him a shave on one side there.
Better come back and get him again.
Nothing in one. Sometimes when that ball bounces on the turf, it does come back quite quickly, doesn't it?
That actually hit a gate.
Yeah, that one did, but I mean some of the others. But it bounces, like, especially behind the plate.
It comes in hard to the catcher.
It does. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Change up just outside for a ball. One ball and one strike to the batter.
You got that lazy curveball that they try to hit that outside corner with.
He does. Didn't get a strike called on it. This one is going to be fouled off. That's strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Breeze blowing out a little bit. We've not had a home run today.
No, we have not.
Nope.
There's some short fences in the right and left field, so.
1-2 pitch. Friday kicks high and deals. That one fouled. Good cut by Newberry. Newberry gets the swing and stays alive. Got just a piece of it there. The new baseball comes out for the umpiring crew.
Now, what he's doing right now is trying to give that catcher some time.
Yep.
So.
Always a good thing. Gives him the thumbs up. Same thing for an umpire. If umpire gets struck.
Coaches usually tell him to walk it out there. Except for me. I
was going to say, they say, walk on him. Walk on him. 1-2, here's the pitch, swing and a foul way out of here.
You know what? What I see Friday, he gets those kids to swing at those high ones. I mean, and he's very deadly with that. So you never know if it's going to drop, you know. So he has a high batter's guess.
1-2 offering. There's the pitch. Bounce foul again. Good at bat for Landis. Looking a new baseball out for him. Pittsville, the only top seed in the sectional to be playing today here. Here's the pitch. Popped up again. That one is out of play. I haven't kept track of the foul balls that Landis has hit here, but got to be four or five now.
Well, he's at the this will be the eighth pitch of the bat.
Here comes the next one. That one is curved. Got him on a curveball. One away. So one up and one down for Caden Washa. We have some more scores on the Philly flip phone today, do we not?
I do. I've got Reedsburg beating Lodi 7-1, Phil.
Okay.
And then I have Turner beating Edgerton 7-0. So that puts Reedsburg and Turner for the sectional final.
All right.
The right to go to state.
This one outside, a ball to Washa. One ball and no strikes.
I didn't mean to take your thunder there.
Well, that's all right. Here comes the next pitch. That one bounced sharply to third. Glove there by Radiman. Brings it across the diamond inside. Two up, two down. Third to first. Washa is out. And now Cooper Olson and the top of the order. Cooper with a single to lead off the game. That was a good start. He's been one of Highland's top hitters all year long. Friday looking now at the target from Krieger. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, second base side. Second base over. Loves it, edge of the grass from the outfield. Brings it in for the out. That'll do it. 4-3 put out. Olson is gone, and the Cardinals go 1-2-3 in the top of the third. They trail it 5-0 to Pittsville in WIAA sectional baseball from WRCO Sports.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Welcome back to Blair Taylor High School. John Dreschmeyer warming up for his next inning of work. He will face Brady Withers, Cash Osterman, and Corbin Lee. They are the 6, 7, and 8 batters for Pittsville. 5-0, Panthers leading the Highland Cardinals here today. Cardinals representing the Six Rivers Conference. And from Pittsville, they represent the Wisconsin, what is it, the Central?
I think it is, isn't it?
Central Wisconsin, yeah. Central Wisconsin South. Bocelli and Pittsville, among the top teams this year in the conference, both went 11-1. Rochelle, Port Edwards, among the teams in their league. Here is Withers. He singled to not get a run last time. Here's the pitch. Ooh, it's high. Back to the catcher making a nice play there. One ball and no strikes. Dreschmeyer working it. Now from the windup, here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. You know, you work all year on different mounds, you know, and
yeah,
a lot of
yeah.
Mounds vary. And, you know, this one, man, it's the same for everybody, right?
Without question. There's no give on it.
Here's the pitch. There is the strike call. 2-1. Still with 5 runs on 4 hits so far. Here's the pitch inside. It's a ball. count is 3-1 now to the hitter. Bottom of the three for the Pittsville Panthers. Got base runners in both innings. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. Full count. Don Dreschmeyer was up around 20 pitches, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, somewhere in
there. To start the game. Full count offering. Here's the pitch down low, and it's ball four. He walked in. Withers takes his base. First walk given up by John, and the batter will be Cash Osterman. Cash hit by a pitch last time. A lot of Highland fans here, coaches. Saw the boys basketball coach here.
Yep.
It's good to see that support.
Ryan Hill.
Yep.
Josh Terrell.
Josh Terrell is here.
Lynn Mitchell.
Yeah, I talked to Lynn a little bit. Yep, she came over, talked to me. She said she was listening on the way up today. She had summer school.
Did she?
Yeah.
I hope she graduates.
Hopefully she did. One of these years, the pitch is upstairs for a ball. Never let me go to summer school. My summer school was on the farm wall or hay wagon. I would have rather, I think. Batter squares, it's a ball upstairs.
Back in my day, Phil, if I had to go to summer school, I was taking a class, so I was taking the grade over.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. They didn't hold you back then.
Huh.
Or they held you back then.
Really?
No child left behind. But
there's a throw to first and the runner is back in time. All I know is you always got that report card at the end of the year, and you look down to see promoted to grade.
Exactly.
What? Oh.
I'm fifth. I'm going back to third.
Demoted.
What's going on?
Here's the pitch. Bounce back over the middle and in there for a base hit. Withers will stop at second. Base hit for Osterman. And Pittsville has two aboard in the third inning.
With nobody out.
Right. And Corbin Lee, the designated hitter, coming up. He had an RBI ground out last time. Corbin will check in with his coach. Head coach Justin Rayburn, coaching at third base. Just spoke to him briefly.
Seems like a decent guy.
Yeah, young guy. Dreschmeyer checks. Here's the batter squaring. It's going to be, he offered, it's a strike. Brought the bat back after showing bunt. Nothing in one. Yeah, when you play the second game, and they basically came out, Highland got to throw the ball, play catch for about 8 minutes,
Amen.
And then Pittsville took infield, and we were ready to go.
And usually the game says not until
3:30. One in front of the plate, picked up by the pitcher. He'll throw to first in time. Sacrifice is complete for Pittsville. Runners at second and third. Well done by Corbin Lee.
Yeah, very well done.
And the batter will be Jamison Krieger. He was a strikeout victim last time, so the Pittsville catcher coming to bat here, number 9 man. Logan Zicker to the top of the order. Due next as well for Pittsville. 1-0, bottom of 3. Dreschmeyer ready. There's the pitch. Popped foul against the screen for strike 1. Upping in 1. Yeah, the WI does pretty well in these events. $7 ahead to get in.
We tried to charge us. So we have to lie and tell them we're on the radio.
We do have to pay, but more than that, actually.
Yeah, actually we do.
Nothing in 1. This one ripped well right center field. That one has got a gap out there. One run is going to score. We got the other one, Osterman, going as well. He's coming around. Throw to the plate. Not going to be in time. He slides in head first, and that's a double for Krieger. It is 7-0, Pittsville. Boy, that was a screamer.
It was definitely a screamer.
Two RBI, and Withers and Osterman both score.
And he had a double.
That'll bring up Logan Zicker, top of the order. He singled and scored in the first and grounded out in the first. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Pittsville batting around in that first inning, batting now in the third. Two runs across.
Logan is 1-for-2 already today. So what you got?
Yeah. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. Both in the same inning.
Yes.
Runner leads from second base. Here's Dreschmeyer's pitch. That one hangs outside for a ball. The count goes to 2-1. 6 hits now for the Panthers. 2-1 offering down low. Nice backhand by Washa. The count goes to 3-1. Batter steps back in. 3-1 from Dreschmeyer. Back to the belt. Here's the pitch. Curve ball and a nice one. That's a strike. Full count. John throwing well.
He is throwing well.
Yeah.
Yep, he is.
Trying to get out of a jam here. Time is called. Batter steps out. He got something in his eye. He's back and all right.
Our looks good.
Could have been his finger. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Route hit.
Gone.
Phil. Right center field. That ball is going. It is gone. A home run. Rickert will catch it all. Scoring in front of him is Krieger. And Pittsville jumps ahead in this one. It is 9-0. Wow. That one got out of here in a hurry, boy.
As soon as we left, it was gone. So there's nothing in his eye, then.
No, he must have. Yeah, exactly. He called his shot by rubbing his eye.
I don't mean to mention this, but it's 9-0 in the bottom of 3. I mean, you got to be careful as a 10-run here.
That doesn't go until 5.
Right.
Here's the pitch, but strike call. So he's got some chances to come back, but boy, it's a big hole.
They're a big hole right now.
Luther has singled and struck out. Scored a run back in the first inning. 0-1 offering is taken outside. 1-1.
So far, this Pittsville team looks like a complete baseball team.
They do. Yeah.
They're pretty good.
1-1. The pitch is down low. We saw portions of the first game of their 2-1 win over Blair Taylor.
Right.
I didn't know about their pitching coming back here, but so far, Ben Friday's been good. Here's a chopper back to the mound. Nice play, Dreschmeyer. Cuts it off and now throws him out at first for out number 2. Nice play. You know, when you have a good defensive pitcher, too, that helps you out.
Yeah. He pitches well and he plays his position well.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of pitchers can't play their position. But he pitches well and he plays his position. So, big thing.
Radiman reached on an error and he is single and he gets a piece of one. It's 0-1. Grant is the 7th batter of the inning for Pittsville. State baseball is just a really cool event. We had a lot of fun there a couple years ago. But it's the best state event, I think, and I've covered several of them. Here's the pitch ripped toward center and in there for a base hit. Radiman go round and look and hold there. The batter will be Ben Friday. And I'm just talking from the media standpoint. You know, there isn't as much media as there are at some of the other events.
Right.
We've got a lot of room, and they're just, WA is just real chill about it, you know?
They're really good to you.
Yep.
Even me.
Yeah, they're good to you, too. We're not fighting for booth space are in other sports.
I think you fight harder here, somewhere especially for booth space.
Here's a chopper up the middle. That's a base hit. Friday is going to round first. Stopping at second is Radiman. And the 9th batter of the inning, Darren Luther, is coming up. Island trying to get out of it in the 3rd inning. Again, that is the 9th hit for the Panthers. Left-handed hitter Darren Luther comes up, hit by a pitch. Sort of run back in the 1st. Dreschmeyer to the belt. There's the pitch. That one down low for a ball. 1-0.
You know, and Highland had the opportunity to have the regular start time at 3:30.
Here's a pitch ripped to left, and that is in there for a base hit. They're going to score a run. Radiman being waved from third. Coming on to third is Friday. He's being waved. That is a double for Luther. And it is 11-0, Pittsville. And here comes Coach Cool out of the Highland dugout to have a word with his pitcher and his infield, and we'll be right back. 11-0, Pittsville leading in 3rd inning on WRCO and WRCO.com.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring you ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. That's 608-485-3776, Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
Brady Weathers fouls one off. We're back to it. John Reschmeyer in the game after a visit by his coach, Terry Cool, and the infield conference is over. For Withers, he is the 10th batter of the inning.
I'm going to have to say that was my fault. I called for too many commercials.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Couple of strikes now on the batter. This one is down low. Nice block by the catcher. Luther remains at second base after that two RBI double. Total of seven runs across in the inning for the Pittsville Panthers. Here's the pitch ripped to left, and that is in there for a base hit. And it may go all the way to the wall. Here's Luther scoring to make it 12-0, and Withers going to second base on a double. Wow. Pittsville is just nailing the ball.
I mean, they're just nailing the ball.
The batter, Cash Osterman, he's been hit by a pitch, and he has singled and scored. Gets set to stand in against John Reschmeyer.
10th or 11th batter?
This will be the 11th. Osterman standing in, watches a stride. Nothing in one. It's still batting around in the third inning. 12-0, they lead it. Reschmeyer ready. There comes the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third. Strike two. We'll be on the air with softball action on Thursday morning. We're watching that forecast. I tell everybody 9 o'clock Thursday, but stay tuned. Mother Nature might have other ideas.
Might as well continue to state playoffs.
Yeah. We had that a couple of years ago for the state baseball. Here's a swinging strike, and that'll finally do it for Pittsville. Reschmeyer gets the third out. What an inning for Pittsville. They score seven times and lead it 12-0 after three on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
June is Dairy Month, so the folks at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui are offering some special deals for you, the dairy farmer. Save 6% on the full line of Miraco energy-free or energy-efficient waterers. Plus, get $65 to $125 in rebates on each qualifying Miraco waterer purchased. Choose from a variety of Mirafonts for cool, clean water, big spring models for large capacity use, or the little spring for versatility. June's also a great time to save on housing for your young stock. Take $100 off all portable hutches in stock bought during June Dairy Month. Save today at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, your farm improvement headquarters since 1954.
We're orange.
Here we go. Top of the fourth inning. John Reschmeyer will lead it off against Ben Friday of Pittsville, and the pitch swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Talk about the season that Highland has had, Henry, and at one point, what were they, 5-11?
5-11. And, you know, you had a couple of kids that didn't want to play, and they just kept pounding, and they got better and better, and they got hot at the right time.
They really did. Come into this game at 15-12,
yeah.
So had a good streak after that.
Yeah, they lost one game there in the last 11 or 12. That's pretty good. So.
This one is upstairs for a ball, and the count at 2-1 to the hitter. From the windup, here comes the pitch. That's called strike two.
And, you know, in the Six Rivers now, it's all one conference for baseball.
Right.
So you're battling Barnival, and you're, you know, Pecatonica, and Belmont, River Ridge, one, and I think they finished fourth, maybe, I think.
3-2. Yeah, they're on a five-game, make that six-game winning streak because they beat Boscobel. So six-game coming in here. Pittsville leading at 12-0 at the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. That one is ball four, and Dreschmeyer is aboard. So John gets a free pass, and Davis DeRota will be the batter. Davis flew out to center field back in the first inning. Makes his way in.
Hey, you're in your situation like this one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. Have a little fun, I think. Are they going to, I thought they were making a motion like a courtesy runner. They're just giving him time to get his stuff off.
I don't think you're going to, he's probably one of the quickest guys on the base. So.
Dreschmeyer, yeah, he's going to get a lead. I forget he's not pitching. Or he is pitching.
Yep.
Yeah, he is pitching. He started at shortstop today.
Yep.
So DeRota back in. Davis started the game as pitcher. Flew out to center last time. Here's the pitch. Pop right field side and out of play. For strike one. We have plenty of home talent baseball up here. Summer baseball. Summer. Gaz and Reedsburg and Arena and Muscadet coming up here on our schedule. Nothing in one from Friday. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Bounce back to the pitcher. Could be two. They'll go to second. High, and they tag the runner. No, they didn't get it. Everybody is safe. Kind of a little lax
it was,
by
yeah,
the pitcher.
Wasn't a very good throw.
Took his time. And he's kind of saying that the fielders are a little lax in getting there. So, timeout. There is a conference at the mound. And are they making a pitching change?
They're going to charge that as an error, too, and which it should be.
Yeah, they will. So two aboard. We are in the fourth. It is 12-0 Pittsville. We'll be right back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
West Kreisinger stands in, and Friday deals down low. One ball, no strikes. So Highland has a little bit of something going on here.
They do.
Runners at first and second. The pitch bounced sharply. Left field, base hit. There you go. They're going to wave the runner. Here comes Dreschmeyer around to score. Throw home is cut off, and it is 12-1. There's a start. Dreschmeyer scores. DeRota goes to second. Kreisinger at first with an RBI hit.
I think it's so good as an error, Phil.
That one earlier, I mean, not that hit. That was a solid base hit.
Well, they have two errors up there now. Let's find this one. But
for Highland? They got two errors for Highland, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I was going to say.
I can't see the home and guest up here.
Bitch is going to be called a ball, one ball and no strike. Don't confuse me.
I've already confused.
Butters lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch, popped up, first base side. First baseman coming on, the second baseman coming over, calls him off, makes the grab. I think
the
ball is getting kind of hard to see that ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, infield fly, one away. Jack Terrell will be the batter. Jack popped out to first base, back in the second. Friday with runners at 1-2 for the Cardinals, bringing it to the plate. That one is down low. One ball and no strikes. Friday trying to get him out here after getting in a little bit of trouble here. A walk and an error, then an RBI hit for Highland. Here's the pitch. That's going to be a strike. One ball and one strike to the batter.
Well, it turned out to be a pretty day.
Oh, it is. Nice day to be playing hooky and watching some baseball.
Yeah.
Mitch is a curve. Nice block by Krieger, the catcher. The count goes to 2-1. Runner back over to first base and now to second base. Cardinals are on the board. Going to try to keep it going. Only one away. The pitch bounced. Foul. Strike two.
The pitcher gets you a lot of foul balls. Have you noticed that?
He does, yes. And Highland, they're not afraid to go up there chopping.
No, they're not. They're not at all.
Protecting. And trying to put one in play. Terrell bams in. Wind blowing out a little bit again. 2-2. Got away. Ball three. Full count on the hitter. Cardinals trying to keep it going.
Really nice how they keep this grass all cut nice.
Yeah, I wonder how they do that. There's the pitch ripped to center, and that is in there for a base hit. Let's see if they try to score another run. They've got the brakes on DeRota as the throw comes on. He holds it third. Dreisinger is at second, and Terrell at first on a solid single. So for the Cardinals, their second hit of the inning.
Base is loaded, one out.
Coyer Zadrazil will be the batter. He was the starting and winning pitcher in the opener. Went into the seventh inning against Boscobel. Here's the pitch, ripped way out of here, foul. Yeah, this Highland Club not afraid to swing the bat.
No, they're not.
Base is jammed here.
You're starting to get a little feel of what they did to Boscobel. They're going up there swinging and...
Right, making good contact. Nothing and one. The pitch outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. It's still with the early big lead. It's down to 11 now. Highland going to try to continue whittling. Here's the pitch by Friday. Just a bit low. Count goes to 2-1. Time called. Coyer is back in. And Friday, top of the hill. Here's the pitch. Change up. Ball three. 3-1 now to the hitter.
This is what I was worried about for Pittsville, if they get deep into this pitcher. No, he's only at 55 pitches, but do they have anybody else after that?
I don't know. They used their one in game one.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Strike call. He just got it across on that one. Three balls and two strikes. They're loaded up. Payoff time here for Highland. Coyer Zadrazil back in. And Friday to the belt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. That's a big strikeout.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's a pretty good stick.
Landis Newberry will be the batter for Highland. That will be strikeout number two on the day. And Newberry today was the first one to strike out earlier in the game. So he makes his way in. Runners leading at 1, 2, and 3. Friday with a pitch bounce toward the middle. That's got eyes, and it's picked up by the shortstop. Throws to first, and they got him. What a play. Logan Zickert over to first. That keeps a run from scoring. That was a mighty close play. Glad you didn't have to call it Henry Gray.
Yeah. It was a nice play, though.
One run comes across for Highland. They get a couple of base hits. There was one error and three left the board. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 12-1, Pittsville leading the Cardinals in sectional final baseball from WRCO Sports.
It's always a good time at Moe's Bootleggers, home of the world's worst umpire and the best place to eat, drink, and unwind in Highland. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. till close. They're serving up cold drinks, daily specials, and a full menu that hits the spot. Don't miss roasted chicken on Thursdays and euchre every Tuesday at 6:30. Call 929-4814 for pickup or carryout, or swing by 545 Main Street. Check out Moe's Bootleggers on Facebook for the latest specials.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
A big thank you to our sponsors of area baseball today. Glad to be in Blair to watch this game at Blair Taylor High School. They include Supps Gym, Simple Signs and Designs, along with Homesteader Store, Walsh's Ace, Sunshine and Giggles, Cardinal Glass, IG, TKO Barbecue, Julie Karen, State Farm, and McCon. Here's a pop off the bat of the batter. It's going to be picked up by the catcher, and they'll throw him out. Nice recovery by Washa. Nice play, and that one came off the bat of Lee, and he didn't think it was going to stay foul.
No, I didn't think he did.
He started running late, and they got him. So, one away. So, we got the catcher, Jamison Krieger. 2-3 put out on the batter. Krieger doubled in two last time. Swings late and misses. Nothing in one. Pittsville in the lead, 12-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here in WIAA sectional final baseball. Freshmeyer from the windup. The pitch bounced toward the pitcher. Nice play, John. Stops, pivots, throws, and got him. Two up, two down. Back to the top of the order, Logan Zickert. Logan has singled and scored and grounded out, and he hit a two-run home run.
Yeah, he had something in his eye.
Yeah, he had something in his eye, and then he cleaned it out